Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, living off with people, a variety talk show giving all the power to the
that were only going to bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of sent the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in and listening today. I have a really great show for you. If you've been listening to the past couple of shows, we've talked about coping with life and loss and bouncing forward, and today we will be discussing the science behind the law of attraction with our guest, Dr. David Che, a renowned author of Total Law of Attraction, who has been featured on shows like NBC Boston and Milwaukee, The Daily Buzz, Fox News Orlando, and many other TV shows, TV and radio shows, might I add. Dr. Che is a dentist by profession, but the subject of the law of attraction has deeply intrigued him since he was a child. Dr. Che has studied and analyzed the most popular books to the least popular books on the law of attraction. He enjoys giving seminars to teach people how to systematically apply the law of attraction to greatly improve their lives for the better. Dr. Che?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Yvonne, for having me.
30 minutes is going to probably fly by, so I want to kind of jump right in and ask, you know, like I mentioned in the introduction, you've been researching the law of attraction since you were very young. What drew you to learn more about this subject?
Well, when I'm actually an immigrant. My parents were from Taiwan, and I actually wasn't born in this country. We're actually from Taiwan, and English was a second language, and as I was growing up here, you know, times were tough sometimes as growing up, and we didn't have much money. And so when I saw the kids have things that I didn't have, I always wanted to find other ways, because as a child, it's hard to make money as a child, you know. So I
right.
wanted to find other
right.
ways to, you know, get things in life that I saw the kids have. And so it drew me. I go to the library and read books on, you know, self-help, motivation, positive thinking. And I kind of, over time, as I was studying this subject, kind of drew me more and more deeper into how we can use our thoughts to improve our circumstances, regardless of how they currently are, how bad they currently are.
Yeah. And from that, years and years and years of study, how were you led to writing the book, Total Law of Attraction?
Well, I realized that there were so many books on the subject, and there wasn't just one book which can really just put everything into perspective. Like, I would find one book that would have, you know, some information, another book that would have another piece of information, and I thought, well, if I had to go through 10 different books just to get the information that I know of, then other people would have, you know, just as a difficult time, if not more difficult, to have to sort through all the information just to get into one area. And so that's why I set out to write my book, even though there are already hundreds in the market, you know, that are law of attraction, but you know, I think mine is unique in that I'm not really rehashing the information that, you know, everybody else is doing. I'm providing unique information and just putting together everything that I've learned in all my years of experience into one area.
And simplifying it.
Yes, simplifying it.
Yeah. Yeah. The law of attraction seems to be really, really complex for some, in a sense. And could you simplify it? Could you tell us what it is?
Okay, now there are two groups of people that could be listening, and one group of people is other group of people that have no idea of what the law of attraction is about, or they may have heard of it but really don't know anything about it. And the second group could be people that have somewhat of a knowledge of it but don't really understand it at a deeper level. So hopefully my simplification kind of reaches out to both, you know, audiences. And so the law of attraction simplified, as you actually hear it most of the time, is whatever we constantly focus our minds on, we attract to ourselves over time using our thoughts. Now, this is what's commonly taught. Now, my spin on the simplification of the law of attraction is, and what sets my book apart from all the other books, is that, you know, you go to the bookstore, you're going to see, you know, in the self-help section, you're going to see positive thinking this, positive thinking that. Everything is positive thinking. And my spin on it is positive thinking is important, but what really attracts the things we want in life to us isn't really our thoughts. It's our emotions or our feelings. That's what provides the true power to attract what we want. And I tell people thoughts by themselves don't really attract anything. It's when you have emotions associated with the thoughts is what causes those thoughts to become activated, and that's what attracts things to you. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's basically what it is. And so as we go more deeper into the conversation, you know, during this half hour, I can go more into how everything works.
Okay. Just like with any, just like with anything, there's skepticism that surrounds this subject. What would you say the misconceptions people have of the law of attraction?
Well, from my understanding, because I've read a lot of, I go online and I read a lot of, you know, what the skeptics say and the critics say, and, you know, and I know what's out there. And so what I tell people is where a lot of these skepticism and criticisms comes from is that there's a lack of a true understanding of how the law of attraction works. Like most books just, you know, that I've seen, they just scratch the surface and just tell you, oh, well, if you think of it, if anything, or no, the most common misconception I see people say, well, if what you think about attracts, you know, what you want to yourself over time through your thoughts, then what about, you know, the people that experienced an earthquake or that got in an accident, you know, that suffered a tragedy? Like, they surely couldn't have attracted those things themselves. Well,
right.
The fact of the matter is, and like I said, as we go deeper into this, yes, your thoughts and your emotions, those attract the things you want towards you, but only 80% of that is occurring, because we all have the ability to attract good or bad things to ourselves. So, you know, there's millions of people in the world, and while you could be attracting something good, somebody else could be attracting something bad, and you can be caught up in the middle of something. So I tell people 80% of your thoughts are what you attract into your life, and there's the remaining 20% that are outside your control. You know, and I tell people also, too, that the law of attraction is just one aspect of a lot of different laws in the universe or in the world, the science that we have. And so the problem is people say, oh, the law of attraction is this, and they take that as the one absolute universal law that's going to solve the world's problems. And that's the problem that you get into. And so you can't – the law of attraction is definitely scientifically true, but it's not the magic bullet which is going to solve all the world's problems overnight. That's not how it works. So that's and contrary, that's what's being taught in a lot of those books, saying, well, you know, motivational, saying if you know, you think this, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, they just really overblow positive thinking and saying thoughts create everything. And so that's where a lot of the criticisms came up.
Okay. And also, so what is the science behind the law of attraction?
Well, that it's actually a good time for us to be talking about the science behind the law of attraction, because on July 4th, there was a major scientific discovery that really kind of just proves everything that what we've been talking about all this time is true, even though I always knew it was scientifically true, but there was never really like hard, concrete scientific evidence. So the skeptics would always say, no, there's no science behind it. Well, basically, at the atomic level, using quantum physics, okay, Think of it this way. Like when you see pictures of space, you know, pictures of it, you see like the Earth, there's a lot of stars, and a lot of empty spaces between the planets and the stars. And so most of us would just say, well, that's just empty space. It's a vacuum, you know. But that's not true. What we're finding out is there's actually an invisible substance, invisible energy field that permeates around the stars and the planets. And within this energy field are waves, and they're called waves of probability. And every time you have a thought, you and I or anybody else in this world, our consciousness, every time we have a thought of something, our thought collapses one of those waves of probability into a super small particle of matter. And the more we think about it, the more of these particles that we create. And so our thoughts collapse those waves. And then the next thing is our emotions. Our emotions attract those particles towards us in our reality. And so without getting too complicated, because we have a very limited time here, without getting too deep into the science, that's basically how it occurs. That's basically how we create things, how we manifest things into our consciousness, into our reality. And so this big discovery on July 4th, you know, just this past month, incidentally on Independence Day in America, this July 4th, was that scientists have been looking for this for 50 years. They finally discovered it. It's known as the God particle, or scientifically it's called the Higgs boson particle. And again, without getting too deep into this, the discovery of the Higgs boson particle basically confirms that there is an invisible energy field in the depths of space, which has dark matter, dark energy in it, which is responsible for creating all the matter, which is the source of all matter in the universe, of substance. So now we can basically confirm that the law of attraction is true. Even though the scientists don't say, you know, don't use the law of attraction or don't practically apply their discovery to the law of attraction, but you can basically say that that's, you know, because in my book I teach that, and a lot of some other quantum physicists have said that too. And now the discovery basically confirms this all to be true. So, you know, there's no doubt anymore left in the mind. It's just knowing how to use it to our full advantage.
Years ago, Dr. Trey, I called myself testing it. And
okay.
And I went through a season of oversleeping. And I just want to use this as an example. And I, even though I know very little about the law of attraction and how it works, but I know the little bit that I know is that you focus on what you want and not what you don't want.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on oversleeping, I consciously made a decision to focus on getting up on time or a specific time that I want to get up, and it actually did work. So my point, so I began to apply it in different areas, and for me, I believe in God and I have my faith, but I also, you know, practice being more conscious of what I'm saying and what I'm attracting into my life and all that as well.
Yeah.
So simply, you know, that was a small example, but can you give us a couple of examples of how the law of attraction actually works?
Okay. Well, a lot of times when you talk to people about their problems, it always boils down to three things: their health, their wealth, and their relationships. That's usually, you can usually always categorize into one of those three things. Now, let's talk about the current state of the economy, because that's kind of what's on everybody's mind every single day now in the news, you know, is the economy. The economy is rolled down, and we all know we're in a deep recession, and, you know, jobs are hard to come by, and it's just tough times for a lot of people, you know. And so I'll start with the money factor first.
Uh-huh.
And as you go through, and as I teach people this law of attraction concept, you'll find out that what people want and what they focus on isn't always the same thing, even though you think it would be, but it's not. And
yeah.
So when you tell people, okay, what is it that you want? It goes, oh, well, I want more money. That's a very, very common thing. Everybody says that, I want more money. But when you look further at what they're doing, like, you know, what you see is that even though what they want is money, what they're actually focused on is a lack of money. You know, they say they want money, but they're always saying, you know, I don't have enough money to pay the bills. I don't have this. I don't have that. They always state everything in a negative term, the negative aspect. And so the law of attraction states that what you focus on, you attract to yourself. So if you want more money, but you're always focused on the fact of not having money, you're always going to attract more to yourself, more of a lack of money to yourself, that is. And so this comes from a lack of understanding. Like, when you understand how the law of attraction works, which I'll give a real brief summary later, how to apply it, you know, how to the steps in applying it. Once you understand it, you'll know how to combine what you want to what you're focused on all the time. So once what you want and what you're focused on are together, you're able to consistently attract what you want. You know, like some people will say, well, I want to lose weight, but they're focused on the fact that they're overweight. You see what I mean? So there's a big difference. People mix it up all the time with what they want and what they're focused on. And a lot of times people can't even decide what it is they want. Like, you have them write down a piece of paper what it is they want, and they can't even specifically tell you. And, you know, since we're on the subject of this right now, one of the important steps of making the law of attraction work is knowing exactly what you want. So if you want more money, you need to have a specific figure. People can't just say, I want more money. Because if you just give a really indefinite number or a vague desire, the universe doesn't know what it is that you want. Your subconscious doesn't know what it is you want. And so it won't be able to manifest what you want towards you. Like, if you want to lose a certain amount of weight, you just can't say, I want to lose weight. You've got to really put in your mind a good number, you know, numerical value of what it is you want to lose, you know. So this is a very important step. And then, let's see, that was the wealth part of it. And so sometimes people say, well, in terms of a job, oh, I want to find another job. Well, they may want another job, but they're focused on the fact that they can't find a job. So here we go again into that whole situation. Now, I admit the economy doesn't make it easy for people to find a job right now, but that's one of the aspects of the law of attraction, is to understand it. And once you understand it, you'll know how to even deal with these difficult situations.
Wow. Okay, so let's say that one of the listeners are going through a rough period in their life, and everything just seems to be going wrong, which you kind of just already touched on.
Yeah.
What tips and advice would you give them to turn things around for themselves?
Okay, now, everybody knows of the law of attraction, but there is an equal but opposite law to the law of attraction, which is almost never discussed, whether in radio shows or in books that I've seen, but it is supremely important to making the law of attraction work, and that is called the law of detachment. Now, the law of detachment, I can go on a whole week about explaining the law of detachment, but it's sort of complicated, but in a nutshell, the way the law of detachment works is stated that whatever it is, you know, you're trying to attract yourself, you have to learn to be detached from it. That means you have to be just as happy. You have to train yourself to be just as happy without what it is you want, compared to as if you had what you wanted already. So it's like, let's say you were trying to attract, you know, a new car or a new job. You know, the law of attraction states, yes, you want to attract that to yourself. But the law of detachment is saying, well, I'd really like to have that job with that new car, but even if I don't have it, I'm still going to be happy. And so that's one of the most untalked about parts of the whole law of attraction process, is the law of detachment. And like I said, many people don't know about it. A lot of the experts don't talk about it, but not knowing that and not applying that can really sabotage your law of attraction efforts. Because think of it this way. If what you're trying to attract, if you're attached to it, your emotion is going to be one of lack. Like, whoa, if I don't have this car, or if I don't have this new job, I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be miserable. So you have this feeling of uncertainty. Well, that's the feeling you're giving to the universe. Remember I said before that your emotions, not so much your thoughts, attract what you want. So if you're attached to something, which most people are when they don't understand the law of detachment and only the law of attraction, if you're attached to something, you're actually pushing your desire away from you at the same time you're attracting it. But when you're detached from the situation, detached from what it is you want, when you're able to let it go, you're actually indirectly attracting that to yourself. It almost sounds like I'm speaking in two different terms, like, oh, if I want to attract it, I have to let it go. But that's basically
I actually get it. It's almost like when you're, like, for an example, if you're looking for a mate, you're looking for a relationship, and when you're constantly looking and disappointed that you can't find it, and you know, you're and because you don't have it at the moment, the negative thoughts start coming into your head. So you start kind of pushing it away from yourself. And also, once you stop looking, normally you'll find it.
Yes, and that's how exactly how it pans out, how it goes. And the thing is, too, it's like the law of detachment is also like, can also be stated, in order to successfully attract what you want, you have to be detached from the outcome. So going back to your question saying, what would you say to someone going through a rough period? Well, if you don't understand the law of attraction and you're always thinking and feeling negative, yes, you're always going to keep attracting more rough periods or negativity. But if you do understand the law of attraction as well as the law of detachment, yes, when you use the law of attraction, you'll be attracting good things to yourself. But you may end up getting those rough patches, those rough areas. But when you understand the law of detachment, you'll know that those rough patches could be stepping stones to something better along the way. So let's say you're trying to get a new job. Well, you go in for the job interview, the first one, the second one, the third one, and you get rejected at every single one of those interviews. Well, if you understand the law of detachment, you're going to say, well, it's not that big a deal to me. I know something better is coming along the way, you know, because these are just stepping stones to getting to where I want to be in life. You see?
So being in a nutshell is being grateful and having and believing that it will happen. It may not happen right now, but it will happen and continue
even though the rough period makes it look like it's not happening, it still is happening. And like I said, when you understand in depth the law of attachment, you'll know that's the way the system works. When you just understand the law of attraction, it will appear to you that it's not working. So understanding both is critical to making the whole process work.
Wow. You mentioned emotion.
Yes.
That an emotion is a part of the whole visualization and manifestation process. Are there certain emotions that can push away what we want?
Yes. The certain emotions that can push away are emotions of fear, of doubt, of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Those three, especially fear. Now, again, when you go back to what I said before, if you're in a state of attachment, if you have this feeling like, well, if I don't have what I want, I'm just not going to be happy, that's actually a feeling of fear, because you have a fear that you're not going to get what you want, you know, and so that emotion is going to actually push your desire away. Unknowingly to you, it's going to push it away. And because we manifest through our subconscious mind, not so much our conscious mind. Our conscious mind is in our brain. Our subconscious mind is located in our solar plexus. And so we manifest through our subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind works through emotions. Now, the arch enemy of the subconscious mind with regards to emotions is fear. And so when you're fearful, when you're doubtful, when you're uncertain, those feelings in the subconscious mind, it paralyzes the subconscious mind. So while the subconscious mind is trying to bring you what you want through the universe, because your subconscious mind connects to the universe, when it's trying to bring you what you want, the motion of fear kind of paralyzes it. And so it stops the whole process from happening. So yes, when you're detached, you're not so much fearful, because you understand that no matter what the circumstance, whether it's positive or negative, you're always knowing that the universe is working through you, through your subconscious mind, so there's nothing to worry about.
And while we're talking about fear, there's a lot of people that are afraid to go after their dreams or the things that they desire or the perfect job that they want because of fear. A lot of people assume that, you know, I don't want to disappoint myself by possibly going after something that I can't have. So what would you say to those people?
What I tell people is this. All you need to do is look around at any successful person in this world, and you can tell me that they've never failed at anything. You know, success, now this is kind of a separate aspect of the law of attraction. This is more of like a success, motivational part of life, you know. And I tell people, When you want to be successful at anything in life, you're going to fall down, and you might fall down hard many times before you find success, you know. But if you never go for it, if you never even make the attempt, then nothing's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to realize that if you want to achieve big things, you have to fall down big time, you know, fall down in large ways sometimes before you achieve big things. And so, but if you never do anything, nothing's ever going to happen. So, and it happens to the most successful people in the world. And the thing is, in the news and the stories, when you read about how these successful people are so successful, what you don't read about are the times that they were not successful, or they had such a tough time making it out in the world.
And the and when you fall sometime or go through rough patches and stuff, sometimes if you know you're doing everything right, and a lot of times those are life lessons, if not every time. There are certain life lessons that, you know, in my opinion,
yes,
that we have to gain as well from, you know, and sometimes, you know, like you mentioned earlier, as far as a job is concerned, the job that is being brought to you, you haven't interviewed yet. So I'm in agreement that you just continue and believe that these things will happen. What are the, is there ways that we can use the law of attraction to help us overcome fear in a sense?
Well, once you have a deeper understanding, especially with the science behind it and the depth of the understanding that I provide, that I talk about in my book, you know, and my radio shows I talk about sometimes, once you have a much deeper understanding and of how everything works, that fear, I think, should slowly dissipate. Sometimes when you're fearful of something is because you don't understand how everything is working. So when you don't have all the knowledge that you're supposed to have, you're not able to formulate the right decisions or how
yeah.
to You know, but when you're given more knowledge, more information, more wisdom on how to do something, that fear gradually goes away. You know,
yeah.
and so
yeah.
By learning more about the subject, as I teach, the more you understand it, the less the chance you have fearful. Fearful just comes from ignorance a lot of times, lack of understanding. You know, and so that's why I kind of tell people: the more knowledge you have, the better it's going to be for you to handle your situations.
So, how do we apply it?
The law of attraction, you're asking,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
I tell people, I mean, after all my years of study coming down, you can summarize the law of attraction to four basic steps. And I'll run through them briefly and give a brief explanation of each one.
Okay.
First is thought. You have to have a thought of something. Two, you have to have the emotion associated with the thought. Three, there has to be belief in that emotion and thought, that the belief that it's possible. Four, you have to take massive action towards your desire. So going back and just, you know, let me just explain these a little bit more in depth. And that's, first, you have to have a very clear vision of what it is you want. If it's more money you want, have a realistic, definite number. And when I say realistic, I don't mean going out and start saying I want to visualize, you know, $30 million. I mean, like, let's say $50,000 or $20,000 for a beginner, you know. Second, you have to have the emotion, the feeling with it, because without feeling, there is no manifestation. Your emotion, like the feeling that you would have if you had that $20,000, or the feeling that you would have if you found that new job or that new relationship, you have to match that feeling with the thought, because that feeling, that emotion, gives that thought energy to manifest. That's very, very important. I tell people on my radio shows, if you get nothing from what I talked about today, always remember that your emotions are the true substance behind manifestation. So three, there has to be a belief. Now, a lot of times when people visualize something and they have the feeling, after they do it, a little voice in their head comes in and says, you know what, that's just not possible. It's just not going to work out for you. There's just no way
yeah.
that's going to happen. So that belief is very important, because that belief is what activates your subconscious mind to start attracting, you know, getting the universe to attract what you want to you. But when you have that disbelief, even though you had that thought and the emotion of what it is you want, if you have a disbelief on what it is that you want, it will actually stop the process, and you're kind of back to square one when you have a disbelief. So, you know, there's that old saying, and I think it's like, you know, when you have faith, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Believe in it. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
It's not so much motivational. There's a science behind it, because when you have that belief, that subconscious mind works through that thought and emotion that you have, and it's going to continuously work towards you. Even though you don't see any evidence of it in your reality yet, it's invisibly working the magic, working the universe to bring the events, to alter the events in your life to cause what you want to attract towards you. And like I said, it all starts with that waves in space, probability. It all comes together.
What is four?
Yes. Yes. And then the last step is where people get caught up too. You still have to take massive action towards getting what you want. So people say, oh, well, I want, you know, let's say $100,000.
Keep talking.
Oh, I have the thought of what it is I want. I have the emotion I have the belief, but they just sit around and say, okay, I just want it to manifest into my life. Well,
thank you.
Not
I'm going to have you back on the show. Thank you so much. Everyone, please go out and get Total Law of Attraction. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.